Devon!
Hey, William!
It's bigger than us!
It's bigger than you and me!
Woohoo! You guys, hello! It is William and Devon calling from WeWe Blogs. We are gonna do a little live stream on the announcement that Tap Music Girl is partnering with the BBC for Eurovision 2022.
Something needs to change.
Well, something is changing.
Good.
Something very big is changing. But before we discuss that, let's just make sure that we are getting audio levels. We've never used this webcam before. It would appear we are because it's subtitling us. Amazing. Thank you, Amanda Kass. Thank you so much. All right, Devon. So let's just kick this off by first just talking about the basic news. Tap Music.
You know, for me to do that, I need a let's do this moment. So can you cue that, please?
Are you ready?
Let's do this!
We are so over the pandemic. Can you tell? Thank God we're both double jabbed. We can finally meet again. In any case, Tap Music, I guess you could call it a boutique music company. Like, this is not BMG or Sony 5,000 artists. They represent a curated group.
Oh, 30 hand-picked, beautiful selection of successful artists that they mentor and promote.
Well, let's give people some names. Love Me Like You Do.
Love Me Like You Do. Ellie Goulding,
oh my God. Queen of Queens, love her. Hotter Than Hell.
That's Dua Lipa, yes. Right?
love her. Lana Del Rey.
Oh, babe. Summertime.
A little depressing for me, yes, but a huge talent nonetheless.
Talent like no other.
They're going to collaborate. They being Tap Music. And the co-founder, what is his name? Ben Mawson. He's reputed as one of the best A&Rs out there.
Like, absolutely.
He found Dua Lipa or signed her in 2013.
That's a long time ago.
I mean, that shows you his taste level.
And that shows you that he's ready to invest as well. Because Dua Lipa didn't blow up. When you interviewed Dua Lipa, I didn't even know who she was.
So that was 2016, 2017. Yeah.
I had no idea who she was.
So at that time, she was known in the UK, but in the United States, she wasn't quite a household name, but it was so obvious she was about to blow up. And she did. So you can read that on Billboard magazine, billboard.com. In any case, let's talk more about this partnership. So from what we're hearing, Ben gave an interview with Newsbeat, BBC One, Radio One. Sorry, Newsbeat, Radio One, BBC? BBC, Radio One, Newsbeat. That's what I'm trying to say. It's been a long day. And he said they're open to anything. So they haven't chosen the artist and they haven't yet chosen the song. And he's making it his mission to do precisely that. Now, let me tell you why he's a great person to lead this, okay?
Tell me.
His long-term partner is none other than a co-host of Eurovision 2015 in Vienna. Miriam. He has two kids with Miriam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, is he Austrian? But he's British, right?
No. So I guess they live between the two because she like presents the masked singer in Austria now. But anyways, global company, he gets Europe, right? He's married I don't know if they're married, but his long-term partner is an Austrian. So like he gets the European music scene. He's got these global artists and he knows Eurovision.
I was just about to say, Conchita didn't tell me about no band. But of course it's Miriam, not Conchita. Because when you said host in Vienna, I was like, Conchita.
Now that would be a story. But something else we should point out is the reason I think he's going to be so invested in this is he is the face of Tap Music.
Oh, wow.
So this is on him. You can't be, you know, if this was some massive thing like Sony or BMG, you'd be like, oh, it's his fault, her fault, their fault. Ain't nobody to blame but yourself.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing because it makes you accountable, it makes you responsible, and it makes you want to do well.
And you know what? It's good for people who actually want to do it, rather than like, oh yeah, I've got to do this. You know what I mean? You know, just be passionate, just be a bit more forthcoming.
Well, it's interesting you say that because this was not thrust upon him. He chose to answer the BBC's call. Hello, BBC? Or no, hello, Ben? Hello, Ben Mawson? And you know, he agreed. Let's read some quotes. He says, quote, "We're really excited to be teaming up with the BBC for this event and we'll use Eurovision to authentically reflect and celebrate the rich, diverse, and world-class musical talent the UK is globally renowned for."
You know, on paper, United Kingdom should do very well at Eurovision because the UK exports so much music, so much good music, and has consistently done so throughout the decades.
This is not about a legacy, about what came before. It's about what you do now. It is pairing song with singer with moment. Okay? Because, you know, I'm sorry, there are plenty of A-list stars whose songs we don't like. You may love the artist, but everyone has a bomb now and again. That's just a fact.
But the artist has a buy-in, surely. I mean, scream Sergei Lazarev. People were voting for Sergei Lazarev as well. I mean, you can't tell me it was the song in isolation.
Shout out to Gary Odufeso on the Wooby Blogs YouTube channel. He says the UK really lost their touch and their originality, so I'm hoping they bring the quality that they are known for. Sarah says we look great.
Gary Odufeso, can we go Afrobeat? Afropop?
Hey, honestly, the UK is a hub of Afrobeat music. Absolutely, absolutely slaying. But listen, one thing I want to talk about is they made a real big PR push, and you can see this on the Wooby Blog's Instagram. They had three A-listers shout out to the Tap Music BBC collaboration.
Spice Girl, Melanie C. Let's just start with that.
Absolutely. Let me pull up the Wooby Blog's Instagram, which is just Wooby Blog's. Please give us a follow. Loud. All right. This is what Mel C had to say. The Brits make fantastic pop music. Not only that, we invented it. Isn't it about time we started showing the rest of Europe what we can do and put our best foot forward when it comes to Eurovision?
Girl, that's like a border between Chelsea Grimes and...
That was that, British. I was speaking British. English.
Girl, okay. But yeah, well said. Very well said.
But Sir, you know
Elton
what,
John, he says something
I agree
too.
With her sentiment, but I think sometimes some of my friends back home are like, why are Brits always so arrogant about their music? The thing is, Brits are great at music. Brits are amazing at music. But I do like amazing. A humble approach. Like,
no.
I like humility, girl.
You're American. There's
no, that's not a question.
There is no humility coming from the USA.
All right, let's move on. Elton John.
Sir Elton John, correction.
Forgive me. Elton John, he says...
Sir Elton John!
Sorry, forgive me. Sir Elton John says... There aren't many televised events that are as big and global as Eurovision, so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to remind the world yet again of the depth and diversity of our talent.
Praise Jesus.
I can't wait to see what gems our friends, he said, at Tap Music will unearth.
And you know what? He will be perusing, you know, the roster of acts that... he'll be previewing some of this stuff.
Well, isn't that the thing? Aren't Dua Lipa and Elton involved in the selection process? I believe that they're at least, supposedly, reportedly, they'll at least give it a once-over.
And our girl from Kosovo, has she got something to say?
Our girl from Kosovo, whose name means love.
Yes.
Dua. Dua Lipa.
Te Dua.
Where is... Oh, there it is. How did you hurt? I'm a proud... No, because she's got that smoky voice.
Yeah, she's good. Oh, I love her.
I'm a proud Brit whilst also being a proud Kosovan. I'm happy to lend my manager to the cause. I'll be cheering them on.
And cheering them on you will, honey. One kiss is all you got.
Lady Dua Lipa. Why isn't she OBE'd MBE'd yet?
It's coming.
It needs to happen.
It's
she's
coming.
Perhaps the greatest musical export from this country in recent years.
She is fire, honey.
She is fire. Let's see what our commenters say. Gabby says, Devin is a mood. Oh, wait, I can put the comments on the screen if I click here. Oh, no, but it doesn't.
It's just me on the screen right now.
Please stop with the accents, William. You're not Meryl Streep. You're more Dick Van Dyke.
Oh. Oh. Shade. Actually, the accents were good.
Thank you so much.
But
I'm all about experimentation.
It was very South London, though.
All right, I'm moving on. All right, let's move on. What ESC Moa says, why can't they have a national selection? So let me tell you,
Your country needs you.
But your country does not need a selection show called Your Country Needs You, because it just, the selection of songs and artists, the artists were frequently good, but the songs were typically bad. As a whole. So I'm glad they're going internal. I think this is a huge opportunity for Tap Music. Perhaps if they have great success, they'll stage a national final in the future using Tap Music to select the acts.
Are you still a fan of Rat Boy?
Okay, well, let's go to that. So we went through their catalog. Let's just be clear. We don't think Dua Lipa, Ellie Goulding, or any of the super megawatt A-listers are going to represent the UK.
I think Grace Carter could do it.
So I love that you pointed her out. Grace Carter is one of these people they represent. She's got a building profile. There's momentum. She's very talented.
She's a great live act.
She would hugely benefit from the exposure.
I've seen her live. She's good.
Pulling up her bio, Oliver, a WWE blogger, wrote a post pulling out some of their, I don't want to say lesser known, but some of their other artists who would be amazing. She's beautiful. She actually opened for Dua Lipa in the October leg of her 2017 tour. Google the track, Why Her Not Me. How many streams?
1.5 million. 46 million.
More than 40 million. Absolutely.
46 million. Why she has 1.5 million listeners on Spotify. Bear with me. No, I need to cough.
You need to cough. And, you know, in these corona times, he has taken the courtesy of leaving the room. There's some hand sand on the desk. Please do use it, my love. But Grace Carter is amazing. And
she's amazing.
And in the language that Tap Music, Ben, when he gave that quote, he said, you know, authenticity. She's authentic. He said, you know, diversity. He said, you know, British up and coming. Like, he's using all the right words, and I think they fit Grace Carter.
Your hand sanitizer smells so beautiful. What is it?
Pomegranate. Song
wow.
of
Solomon.
Yeah, you know why? Because Song of Solomon's my favorite book in the Bible. I'm just kidding. All right. Well, let's go through this list. Lee Ann Pinnock.
Oh, Little Mix.
Lee Ann Pinnock.
Mix that track one more time.
So there are rumors that Little Mix, I mean, they've already lost Jessie Nelson. There are rumors, unverified.
Oh, you were such a fan of Jessie Nelson, weren't you, babes?
I liked the group as a group. When they were on X Factor, I think it was just really cool how they, you know, they literally came from nothing and became one of the biggest girl groups on the planet. But anyways, there are rumors they might split. She is iconic. Lee Ann Pinnock, whenever they perform, my eyes go to her. And you know why? Presence. She has presence, and she's a Tap Music artist. Now, she's also
a beautiful dog.
Oh, adorable. But maybe she's, do you think she's too big? Like, do you think they're going to go for an artist lesser known than her?
I mean, they've had very humble beginnings, which we are all aware of. So, you know, I think, yeah, they've blown up, but, you know, it wasn't that long ago when they were just auditioning to be on a show. So, you know, it's fine. It's music. Music reaches, you know what, they're big, but Eurovision is 170 million.
I don't think Little Mix would go. I'm thinking they might use her, Lee Ann Pinnock, as inspiration to create a girl group of their own. Like,
but I
okay,
think
hear
she,
me out.
But wait.
Not featuring.
Nikki Byrne. I think she could also go.
Nikki,
I mean,
Nikki Byrne?
Yeah, but Westlife
for the
massive.
UK?
No.
Oh, you're saying she could go solo.
She could go solo.
Yeah, I think she's, I think they want to kind of give an upstart a push. That's my instinct anyways. And she's already massive. But what I draw from her is she was in a girl group. So Ben knows how girl groups function. So maybe he would want to create his own girl group.
How did that work for Feminem? How did that work for No Angels? How did that work for Last Ketchup? You know what? There's just a long list of really had different outcomes at Eurovision.
Okay, Devin. February 14th. Mm-hmm. Valentine's Day.
Claudia Hunty.
Claudia Valentina. Y'all need to Google her. She's another Tap Music sensation.
Amazing.
20 years old.
You know she's from the Channel Islands.
From Guernsey, in fact. Absolutely. I say as I look at my notes on the slide, have you heard her song Seven?
Boo. Boo.
To me, Seven is like Adele with extra attitude.
That's exactly how I'll describe it.
Emotional, soulful, and uses the F word. But she uses it in a really, I don't know, effective way. It's not coming out of nowhere. It fits organically with the song.
Haunting piano ballad, honey. Beautiful.
Let's ask our readers or followers on the WWE Blogs YouTube channel, do you know Claudia Valentina?
Who doesn't?
Well, I've got to be honest, I was not familiar with Claudia Valentina until today.
It was what I heard when I was walking through your door.
Well, you must have heard it on your earphones because I wasn't playing it.
You were playing it,
I was playing BBC Minute on Spotify.
You were playing it. You know what, boo? Deny all you want, I got my receipt.
You've got your receipts. Sarah Sanyeva, forgive me, has a question. William, do you think the UK could pick a band? So I think they have all options on the table. Because Ben from Tap Music is such a good A&R, I could see him forming a band. I could definitely see him forming a band.
That's been done before, though.
He is the new Simon Cowell. He's Simon Cowell.
The making the band has been done before.
But that's okay. It can be done again. What I'm trying to say is he is like Simon Cowell without the mainstream public profile. He's got the profile within the music industry. People know him. But I think like random people like you and me would be like, who? But that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Not anymore.
No, he...
Not anymore.
My name is Finn says, I've heard of Claudia Winkleman.
Oh, yeah. She's
I love Strictly
good.
As well.
She lives on Connaught Square.
That's money, honey. Connaught Square, that is beautiful. But look, moving away from Claudia Valentina, another act on Oliver's wish list.
Oh, he's going to put her because he's from Merseyside. Oliver Adams is going to pitch Chelsea Grimes as the number one favorite.
As a favorite, and she is deserving. She loves Eurovision. Boom. She, of course, did semi-final commentary. This is Chelsea, that's C-H-E-L-C-E-E.
Yeah.
Or as you would say, double E.
You know, I love her too. But for what I know her for, musically.
What, for football? For footballing? Or
she's good, actually. She's a triple threat.
The women's Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah,
wasn't
she's great.
She? Who else does she play for?
She's great. Yeah, yeah.
Liverpool, Everton. So point of story is she's got that showmanship. Because you don't play professional women's football and get nervous in front of a crowd. She would take the adrenalina from Eurovision and push through with an amazing song. What I
and
like
she's quite close to Kylie Minogue. I wonder if she wrote a song for Kylie Minogue or co-wrote a song with Kylie Minogue.
She featured in the Jonas Blue song Wild, if I recall. Do you remember the Jonas Blue song Wild?
Yeah, I don't remember it.
There's another really, let me Google this. There's another song of hers that I really like, Chelsea Grimes. She's got a grit in her voice. There's a grit. And I say that as a compliment.
I just don't know her for music.
Chelsea Grimes. And there's like an old man in the pool. You know what I'm talking about? She's like, there's like, not a trailer.
Writing for Kylie Minogue. What song does she write for Kylie Minogue?
I don't know. Oh, we're slowing everything down. We're throwing everything, slowing everything down. Okay.
Yeah, but Oliver Adams will pitch her. They're both from Merseyside.
Oh, interesting. Gary Smith says he doesn't know who Chelsea Grimes is.
Oh,
either.
She's a big deal.
She's a big up-and-comer. If you Google her music... She's got, I don't like using the word edgy, but she's edgy. There's just something about her. It's like attitude and swagger. I think she's got just presence. Again, presence is such a big deal at Eurovision. So look, Oliver's six were Chelsea Grimes, Claudia Valentina, Leanne Pinnock. Oh, Rat Boy. Devin.
Rat Boy.
We have to talk about Rat Boy. So Rat Boy is also an artist with tap music. He's quirky. There's a video, Get Over It. It's got like a skater boy edge. It's very funky. He's got like a play pistol.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, is that a, ooh, a triple decker hamburger. Ooh, I haven't had dinner yet, so that's looking real good. But no, he was nominated for that prestigious, what is it, BBC? Okay. Sorry about that. I had an incoming call, which interrupted the flow. Is this live stream still on?
It is.
It is. Shout out to technology. But listen, so Rat Boy was nominated for the prestigious BBC Sound of Award in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who else was nominated that year?
Jessie J, who's also being picked.
She won it previously.
Yeah.
Sam Smith won it.
Oh, what? Ellie Goulding?
Another tap artist. She
oh,
won
yeah.
it. But this is the thing. He opened for Oasis's Liam Gallagher.
Didn't he collaborate with McFly?
He did collaborate with McFly. Mm. So this guy has a lot going for him. The name Rat Boy?
It's not sexy, let's just face it.
No, I think of vermin, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a good look. But maybe it's an acronym for something, like really awesome...
Playing.
That's what we would put. We would put cricket music if we were actually editing this video. Anyways, why don't we take some questions from our followers? We have about 10 minutes left before you have to get to a very important event, Mr. Swanky.
Well, you know what? This libido is working overtime.
I'm sorry. If you were why would you dress up if you're... Anyway, all right. We're going to move on. Questions. So... Gary Odufeso says, I agree that the foxes should represent, should represent.
Foxes is great.
Wonderful.
That's a really
foxes
good
Foxes is not tap music, though.
No.
So we have to limit our choices to tap music. I guess, though.
Except if tap music actually create new choices.
Yeah. Or if they use their writers and producers and work with another act.
Yes. That's which is also possible.
It seems like it's within the realm of possibility.
Yeah, the possibilities are endless.
Can I just say one thing, though, that cracked me up? What? On our Instagram, and forgive me, I don't remember the username, we posted the news last night after midnight that tap music was taking over from BMG.
And I thought it was tap Portugal Airlines.
No, but that's also a good reference. Someone said something to the effect of, BMG saw the 0 points and ran away real quick. Like, it was this, you know, we don't know the backstory about whether BMG was like, bye, or that the BBC was like, bye. All I know is it's great that TAP answered the call.
But you know what? They have to invest. Well, what did they invest in the end? Like 20,000 or something like that. Some really
what, the BBC?
No, BMG.
Oh, BMG.
It was like 20,000.
Well, they paid for extra pyro, so that's something.
Oh, please.
I don't know. It's a missed opportunity for them.
Money badly spent.
In any case, so our readers, George Picton Clark, Deb and William, the UK should take advantage of how diverse and cultural it is. They could benefit from recognizing ethnic sounds like a South Asian artist or a Middle Eastern artist. Think Norway 2011. I mean, actually,
how well did that do?
Well,
haba haba muchasa kibaba.
See. For a minute, I want you to stay.
Speaking of Habba Habba, I love that article you wrote about Stella Mwangi.
Stella Mwangi, Kenyan realness. Her father escaped political persecution in Kenya.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, she has a deep story, and that reflects in her music. There's a sense that she's overcoming a struggle. But let's keep this about the UK, hunty. To your point, George Picton Clark.
Heather Owens was
Ben
the one.
Tapp did say he wants to, you know, celebrate the diversity of this music market. So that's amazing. And yes, Heather Owens was the Instagram user. Thank you for having the mini conversation last night. I was very tired and you kept me awake, girl. You kept me awake.
Oh, that's interesting in terms of language originality.
Oh, so David Damon says, I have a question. Do you think the BBC should send something in Welsh or Gaelic? Well, my first response would be, if we look at Eurovision 2021... First place Italian, second place French, third place French, second place in the televote from Ukraine, Ukrainian.
Even rounding off the top six, Malta had a French title.
There we go, je me casse. So the point is, we should accept and celebrate musical diversity, linguistic diversity, and the UK has got some beautiful languages that I think would sound very mysterious and alluring, set against a pop beat. Yes, girl.
I'm all for it, honey. What sort of genre would you like to hear?
So, I'm going to quote Ben Tapp, or sorry, Ben, what's his surname with an M? Massaw?
Oh my god, this video needs
to this video. Well, sadly, this is a live video. Oh, Mawson. Ben Mawson. Ben Mawson talked about authenticity, right? Mm-hmm. That fits with language authenticity. So, I think it's, and it also fits with being authentic to the artist. Because if you told me, you know, Adele, I don't really want a dance banger. If you told me 5 seconds of summer, I don't want a ballad. You know
I
mean?
Want all five.
No, I want all five.
Listen, you know what? Though?
They're BMG.
Someone like Dua Lipa will be great because that means we've got Albania voting in the house.
I told you the story about Festival Ikungis and Dua Lipa, right?
Tell me.
So after the interview, I had a few minutes and I was like, Dua, have
oh,
you...
Oh, she'd never heard of it,
I was
right?
Like, would you ever enter Festival Ikungis? And she didn't know what Festival Ikungis was. Now, that could have been just because of the way I was pronouncing it, obviously. But anyway, she's too big for Festival Ikungis. She... Dua Lipa...
And they will... You know, RTSH will not let go. Because in the past, they... Do you not remember the story about Nelly Furtado and Festival de Canção? Where Nelly Furtado actually wanted to represent Portugal at 2018. But they were like... Okay, we'll put you at Festival de Canção. And she was like,
oh, yes.
How does that even happen?
Oh, yes.
Go on.
Oh, so Ben CG says, Wales tried at JESC and flopped. True. The Welsh did sound beautiful,
Yeah, but who
though.
Needed that operatic number?
Well, no, but the thing is, I guess the point is, we should never rule out an entire language just because one entry from one year doesn't do well. You have to look broader. It's all about the fit. If the language fits, the artist fits the song. There's no formula. This is alchemy, right? You have to have all your the wind gauges, the barometers, the ow.
It's like, I'm not keen on bilingual songs, but Christine and the Queens, give it to me. I'm living
for Marina
it.
And the Diamonds.
Oh, well, that's all in English.
Oh, Queens, Diamonds, it was the rhythm of the name. Oh, girl, you have 5 minutes. It's only 7:40.
But girl, I need to be at the door. I got a taxi waiting, girl.
Okay, that's cool, hunty. Listen, can you let yourself out?
Absolutely.
Because I'm just going to stay for a little bit. And the cats, please don't let the cats run out.
I will be looking at you in the...
Please don't let the cats run out.
So what am I going to have for soup? Thank you for these, William.
He loves old Eurovision CDs. So I gave him Trencha Oosterhuis.
Oh, tell me what you gave me.
I gave him Face the Shadow, Genealogy. Who else is in this? John Karyanis from Cyprus. Boggy! The thing is, I have duplicates of all of these. It's not like...
Yeah, I know.
I'm not throwing them out.
Thank you.
But, you know, you enjoy them. And please leave your mug. Yeah. Leave your mug. Okay. I'll take care of it.
Thank you so much.
And don't let those cats out.
Oh, let me say goodbye. Guys, I love you so much. You have no idea. I live for you. You are so important to me.
Are you imitating Janet Jackson again like you were before this video?
I love Janet
You're imitating
Jackson.
Janet Jackson again. All right. Don't let my cats out, okay?
I need...
The gray cat may follow you. Holler if he does. Y'all, my cats are my life. That British short hair is like my child. The black cat who I got later, Mikey, so sweet. Huh?
Your cats don't like me. They're not going to follow me out.
Gray cat is downstairs. Black cat is here.
Right, bye,
hunty. See you. All right. Deben has left the building, which makes me very, very sad. But let's do some Q&A. Let's see. Cameron Clark says, I think the UK would benefit with a song in part Spanish, like Little Mix did reggaeton lento, and it charted all over the world. That is a very good point. It's funny, Spanish language in pop songs, it's almost cliche now, but the reason it's done is because, for whatever reason, it makes the song come alive. It gives it more flavor and more flair. So I think when Spanish language is executed in an English song, not subtly, but not organically, in the right way, it can really pop. Do you think Flo Rida being there in May will tempt UK artists to join, bigger UK artists? So Gary, I'm gonna say no. No offense to Flo Rida, but I don't necessarily know if he is an inspiration for British artists of today, because he reached his peak a while ago. He seems to be a bit of like an artist for hire. You know how Snoop Dogg is in like anything? I kind of feel like Flo Rida will participate in music for the money, and I don't blame him. I would too if I had a voice or talent. But anyways, I'm not sure if Flo Rida will have a huge impact on Eurovision this year, because we've had big artists go to Eurovision in the past. Like, for instance, when Katrina and the Waves went, that was like right after Katrina and the Waves, right? Or, sorry, she was still in the band. They were like at peak icon status. Where did that go? Lee Fern, a UK entry in another language other than English would be amazing. Let's celebrate diversity. I am with you. Celebrate that diversity, hunty. Do you think the UK would go back to JESC, says Gary. I don't think so. We have the Voice Kids now in the UK, or at least we did. So perhaps that, I don't know, primed people for kids singing contests. But I think in a lot of cultures, kids singing shows are maybe stigmatized, kind of off the back of those reality shows like Toddlers and Tiaras. I think people in their head conflate these issues. I'm not saying that they are, by the way. I've been to JESC many times and actually found it a very nurturing, supportive environment. So I don't subscribe to that. But I think there's a perception, certainly in Scandinavian countries as well, which don't really participate anymore, that maybe it's not great for kids' mental health. Joshua Rodriguez, how did you meet Dua Lipa so early in her career? So before I, basically I used to write for magazines and Billboard, I wrote for them. And they asked me to identify some singers on the rise in the UK that hadn't yet made it to the US. And I was like, oh, Dua Lipa. Because at that time she had the song Hotter Than Hell. And she had the other one. Da-na-na, da-na-na, when you're gone. We had this great day in, was it Northeast London? It was this old warehouse and there was a photo shoot. She looked amazing and she gave a really good interview. But like these articles are only two, three pages, so you can never fit it all in. I should find that interview. She said so many interesting things. I've got it on a dictaphone somewhere. But she was iconic. She was so down to earth, so amazing, really proud of her Kosovoan heritage. Total icon. ESC Oliver says, Dua Lipa follows Elvana Jatta on Instagram as she did one of her concerts a few years ago. That's amazing. Elvana was one of our favorites from Festival Ikungus. Gabby says, still waiting for the day the BBC, the BBC send RuPaul's Drag Race UK acts. Now, let me tell you, Gabby, I think that there could come a day that happens, mainly because drag culture has mainstreamed so much that the songs may one day not all be gimmicky, if that makes sense. I think, you know, to send an act simply because they're a drag act doesn't work. I think you have to have a song with a message, a song delivered with an on-point vocal. That is why Conchita delivered. That is why Conchita slayed the scoreboard. It's not because she was a drag queen. Yes, that did give media hype and buzz and contribute to the narrative. I don't deny that. But she had a great song and a great voice and amazing presence and good staging. So the UK could one day send a drag act, but it would have to tick a lot of boxes. And I don't think they would send it just, well, I hope they wouldn't send an artist just because they're a drag queen, because that's almost disrespectful, actually. It reduces someone to a gimmick. But if they choose a drag queen as an artist, Courtney Act, my God, the girl can sing. She can sing. But she just needs a good song, because her Australia Decides entry was borderline. Borderline! Joshua Rodriguez, will Måneskin be releasing more UK dates? The bots stole my tickets. Funny enough, my sister, this is not about the UK, but my sister was trying to buy tickets to their show in Los Angeles and then one to another show in California. I can't remember where. And they were like, it was impossible. She's been waiting for hours, and I'm pretty sure she failed in that task. But no, I don't know. Given that their concert sold out, you would expect them, you know, to launch another show, and they have a very, very good manager. So he's probably working on it. You guys, any questions about the UK? UK? XO Caroline, can we act like it's May and bring back daily live streams? Well, this would be funny because it'd be like us brushing our teeth because we're like living at home. It'd be here with the cat running up the tower. No, but that's a good idea. News, we will be having more live streams soon as more news kind of bubbles up. But at the moment, ain't nothing boiling. I mean, the pot's got the hot water and there are a few things cooking, but there is nothing kind of, there's not a souffle in the oven. So we can't eat quite yet. People tend to forget that France had a rough patch very recently and finished second this year. Anything can happen. Matthew Linen, you raise a beautiful point. Absolutely. I don't think we should be mad at the BBC for experimenting. I don't think we should be mad at the BBC for things. Well, actually, when it fails so frequently for so long, maybe then. But it's good that they're experimenting. They're trying new things. They clearly want to do better, and that's great. I think bringing tap on is important for numerous reasons. And one of them is that a BBC stakeholder internally, so a controller of a program, you know, the head of delegation, the people who work at the BBC, their motives may be different than someone from a music label. So for instance, the BBC's got to get those ratings, right? They want to justify the license fee, the money they've used to have this show. So if they're getting 7.8 million viewers, and they're charting, you know, Eurovision as one of the most popular shows of the year, that is success. Even if they come last, it's still considered a success because they've got the ratings. You know, they can justify the license fee. It's great value. It's three shows at actually a very good price for three shows. Strictly is way more expensive than Eurovision, for instance. So what I'm trying to say is by having an outside stakeholder, whether that's BMG or Tap Music, their motive is, okay, this is my face, my reputation. Ben Mawson, Tap Music, this is on his shoulders. This is his burden. He's going to push, because if it does poorly, he's not gonna like that. He is a mogul. He is used to success. And he knows this will reflect on him because he's put himself so out there, giving these quotes, getting these friends of Tap, you know, Elton John, Dua Lipa, Ms. Melanie Chisel, Mel C, to give these comments. That's a good thing. The pressure, it's like RuPaul says, turn up the heat or go down in flames. Let me tell you, he's got the gas on full pelt. Full pelt. I need some water, my Lord. I don't know. My name is Finn. I am not sure when Eurovision tickets will go on sale, but Eurovision merchandise went on sale today. Get your magnet, get your keyring. I've got to say, I'm not a fan of the coasters. Where is it? I don't know if they're doing them. The coasters are quite cheap. They're very paper thin. I like the hard coasters, like that last for decades. These are kind of like bar coasters. So that was a little sad. Let's see, forgive me. I have lost. Sarah Sarajevo, we hope to have more live streams. Ooh, y'all have some amazing questions. News about the American Song Contest. Well, we know that it's going to be filmed in Atlanta and in Los Angeles. This is not new news, but these, of course, are two of the big, like, studio hubs. The one in Atlanta has been growing so quickly. Actually, I literally grew up in the town. It's like an hour south of Atlanta where they film the Marvel movies. It's crazy. People are like, oh my God, Jude Law's at Starbucks. But anyway, so we know that. We know that they're having the open calls. The contestants have to be available from February to April. So I guess filming takes quite a bit of time. I don't know if they're going to have multiple installments over that period. But yeah, Christopher Bjorkman's been busy. Follow him on Insta. He went to Mexico recently. He's been exploring all of North America. Beautiful to see. Thank you so much, Onks Topaz. So Onks Topaz, we did tweet this and we did put it on Instagram. Instagram is our main outlet for announcing things like really quickly, Insta Stories. So if we're ever doing something on YouTube, it's usually on Instagram Stories. I'm sorry, I'll be better at flagging that. Maybe I should just do a post on the website, forgive me. I was at work all day though, so I was like, ah. ESC Luca, BMG was too broad to bring a good entry. Tap, which is a smaller label with huge X, could bring something interesting. This is an amazing point, ESC Luca. I completely agree with you. If you're the head of, I don't know, BMG, you represent like bajillions of artists, how truly invested can you be in a project? You would delegate it to someone else who may or may not want to do it, and then they probably have myriad other responsibilities. Whereas at TAP, it's that family feel. It's that sense of ownership, responsibility, and indeed the burden. This is not a cakewalk. I'm sure there's pressure. But that really helps them. That's, you know, on a much, much smaller, well, no, I'm not going to go that analogy. I'm not going to go that analogy. Never mind. But the point is, I think it will mean more to people at TAP. They clearly only curate the best artists, right? Their curation is very specific. I went to Liberty recently, the posh department store in London. I wanted a Smithson wallet. They did not have a Smithson wallet because their curation is so on point. They even eliminate some allegedly luxury brands, okay? So I just didn't get a wallet, but that's not the point. The point is curation is a sign of quality. Having a vision, TAP Music, go through that roster. You may not have heard of all these people, but you'll see the promise when you Google them. There's so much promise. So much promise. Whereas BMG, I was going through their roster today and it was like the first name listed on publicity stuff was Mick Jagger, who's great, but maybe, you know, for Eurovision, I don't know. I feel like BMG has a lot of artists who have had their heyday. And I don't mean that to be rude. I just mean that TAP is kind of tapping on the pulse, right? It's on the pulse of things. Like what's new, what's fresh, what's now? And Eurovision is about now, the moment. All right. Thank you so much, Emil Sorensen. What a beautiful comment. You are very, very kind. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I'm so tired. I've been up since 5 a.m. all right. Well, look, you guys, any final comments? Because we need to wrap this up. Haley, this is funny. Do you think Haley Steinfeld will go to Eurovision? She is signed to TAP Music. So this goes back to our earlier point. I don't think any of their top flight, you know, I've hosted the MTV EMAs, I've won Grammys. I don't think they're gonna sing at Eurovision. I think that TAP has made it clear in their comments that they want to do something new and fresh and leverage Eurovision to the benefit of an up-and-comer. If you read between the lines, I keep getting that sense. I could see them forming a girl band. I could see them, you know, maybe using an AA list songwriter or producer to work with a lesser known artist, but my gut just doesn't say it's not gonna be Dua Lipa or Elton. It's not gonna be Dua Lipa. I would do it to be Dua Lipa. I would love that, but it's not gonna happen. And so yeah, I think that Haley's a bit too big as well. Bill Bailey. David Damon would like to see Bill Bailey, who, if I'm not mistaken, was the most recent winner of Strictly Come Dancing. He also makes music. I'm not sure TAP would go for that, although I do respect your creativity, and he is very well respected here in the UK. Haley would be down for it, though. Bit of a laugh. You're right. Haley Steinfeld is an icon. Didn't she win a Grammy or an Emmy or an Oscar when she was like 12? She's an icon. Absolute icon. Absolutely stunning. Do you think these semifinals will be on BBC Three? BBC Three this year, since it's coming back to TV. That's a really good point. The BBC made a lot about the young demographic watching Eurovision in its press release yesterday. I think it was 1.7 or 1.8 million people they cited between the ages of 18 and 34, I believe, or was it 24? Anyways, people 18 and old in that age group were watching. This is, of course, a coveted group with advertisers, etc. And so if they want to go the youth route, maybe they would put the semifinals on BBC Three. That would make a lot of sense organically. I mean, RuPaul's Drag Race, one of the hugest things to land in this country on TV of late, that's on BBC Three and it's a huge success. So I don't think it would be an insult if it was on BBC Three. If anything, it might be a compliment and show their commitment, because the BBC is all about reaching young people. This is like a huge part of the mission statement and the justification for their license fee, representing, you know, all people, not just the stereotypical BBC viewer who maybe trends a bit older. Hi, baby. We're talking about Eurovision. You want to say hi? You want to say hi? Lots of kiddies who love Eurovision too, huh? Do you love Eurovision? Haley? Oh, you do. Okay, bye. What if I say tap music? He just wants to eat. He's already eaten five times today, but he guilts me. But yeah, long story short, I think BBC Three is an option. I don't know. I have no inside tea, by the way. I'm just like waffling at this point. Lee Fern, 40. Do you think the semifinals should also be shown on BBC One? It would bring more exposure and maybe get people excited for the final. Not many countries in Europe show semis on their first channel. Well, you're certainly right about that. It would definitely bring more exposure. I wonder, what shows typically air on the Tuesday and Thursday, the week of Eurovision? I don't remember. But like, the BBC has so many investments across so many different programs and formats that it would require a bit of planning to do that. It would be a big ask, wouldn't it? I don't see it happening this year. Hey, if the UK won Eurovision, I could see it happening. But no, I think your instinct is right. I mean, most people don't do it, and I don't see them doing that now. But hey, I like the way you're thinking. Ambition, hunty. Oh, Stephen Allen. Tin Vin, the DJ producer, is also with TAP. I personally think this would be a great choice. You are right. Production slayage. And this kind of goes back to what me and Devin were saying earlier, is that TAP can mix and match. It's got artists, it's got producers, it's got writers. You could pair an unknown singer with a stellar A-list producer or DJ, whatever. That could be very, very powerful indeed. I like the way you think, Stephen Allen. Yes. And finally, David Damon says, idea for the future for the BBC UK, come back to JESC. Oh, David is all about the Junior Eurovision. Hey, I love the Eurovision suite of events. That would be amazing. My name is Finn. If the UK won, which host city do you think the BBC would go for? Okay, so I love this question. And let me tell you, I don't think they should choose London. I think Eurovision is best experienced in a sort of, I don't want to say second tier because that sounds offensive, but not in the main metropolis. I think when Eurovision's in a small town, you know, Stockholm is a big city, but like relative to London, it's not. So you still get that cauldron of energy. You get the sense of something big is happening. Whereas if Eurovision was in like, I don't know, New York City or like London, it's like there's so much going on and people are so diffuse. It wouldn't have that concentration. Take us to Glasgow, take us to Edinburgh, take us to Cardiff, take us to Manchester, take us to Leeds, take us to Birmingham. Also, I think the BBC has so many good production hubs all over the country. They could pull that off. I mean, there's, you know, BBC Scotland's got great facilities, BBC Wales. They can move stuff as well. This isn't like, you know, Russia. It's not like we're across 9 time zones. You know, so the BBC has a lot of advantages. You can be very efficient in moving things. But I would love to go to a quote-unquote second-tier city. I think it'd be an amazing feel. It would showcase a different part of the UK. Because I'm sorry, the UK is too London-centric. I live here, and yeah, lots of stuff happens here. But this country has lots to offer elsewhere. And I think, again, BBC is all about efficiency, serving the taxpayer, serving the license fee payer. And these people live all over the UK, and they need to be represented more. All people, not just Londoners. Salford. Ben CG raises a good point. You know, BBC Breakfast is in Salford. There's a huge media city in Salford. Lots of the BBC production. I mean, a huge swathe of it is in Manchester and Salford. Yeah. I've never visited Salford. I have visited Manchester, and it was on point. It was on point. Because people had told me all these awful things about Manchester. And this is like 10 years ago. And I went there for the Olympics to see Team GB play their opening match. I think it was was it Senegal? I can't remember. But anyway, that field was amazing. The city was amazing. The center was so gleaming, so bright, so happy. People were so wonderful. It was just Oh, there was great Indian food in this one district. I loved Manchester's the bomb. People need to get out of this London mindset. I just find it really narrow. There is so much more to the, anyway, I'm gonna stop. Patrick, Hull. So I've never been to Hull. I've read about the university. They've got a great American Studies department. I hope to visit one day. Have not happened. Saul Brown, Glasgow would be ideal since BBC Scotland HQ is right there next to the OVO Hydro. You know what? I went to the World Gymnastics Championships. Gosh, must have been 10 years ago as well. In the Hydro. It was on point. That venue is fabulous. I just love the feel of Glasgow. It's got this energy, this buzz. There's lots of great new restaurants. The university is beautiful. The campus of the university is just stunning. I have a friend who lives in Fort William in the southwest of Scotland. And anyway, you connect in Glasgow. Love it. Oh no. Oh, Cameron, defending Hull. Never write us off. We do not. Gary Smith, would you host? I'm ready, honey. Let's do this. My British passport is coming very soon. I'm so excited. God save the Queen and Queen Elizabeth too. All right. Ooh. Ooh. Well, you guys, I'm really dehydrated and I think I need to go. But it was so beautiful speaking to all of you. Thank you so much for your questions. Thank you for joining us. I just want to finish by saying I'm very optimistic about this partnership, not in a Pollyanna, the sky is blue, it's so sunny, rainbows everywhere kind of way, but in a his Instagram is Ben Tap 77. So I keep thinking his name is Ben Tap. Ben of Ben Tap Music seems to be very committed to this, I don't want to call it an exercise, to this project, to this evolution of the Eurovision experiment. And I think one can only kind of wish him well, look at his track record and say he's done very well and hope that he learns from recent mistakes at Eurovision. You know, it's the synergy. You gotta have the song, you gotta have this performer, you gotta have the staging, holy triumvirate, it's gotta feel organic in the circle, you gotta be authentic, you know, draw a diagram, color it in how you will. If you remember those things, I don't think he can go wrong because he's got the pool of writers, the pool of artists, and I'm sure the BBC, you know, BBC Studios is doing the staging, like, they'll learn from their mistakes and together they can do something truly awesome. But again, I'm not Pollyanna, this could also be a total disaster, but hey, you learn, you live, you learn. You live, you learn. I'm Alanis Morissette. You guys, thank you so much. It's been amazing. I don't even know how to shut this off because it's been so long. Oh, there's a big button that says finish. Okay, so be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We're on TikTok now. Jonathan Votri does some hilarious TikToks. But anyways, we're on TikTok. You can follow us there. And we will see you later. Bye. Finish. End, bro.